Marxist network under scrutiny as lawmakers probe Chinese influence. Washington, a network aligned with Marxist ideology and tied to a pro-Beijing millionaire, received further scrutiny at a February 10 hearing as lawmakers investigated the network's potential Chinese communist ties. The millionaire, Neville Roy Singham, is in China and has participated in at least one Chinese Communist Party propaganda forum in Shanghai that promoted the CCP's agenda. Representative Jason Smith chaired a House Ways and Means Committee hearing on Tuesday in which he shone the spotlight on the network, which comprises more than a dozen groups that frequently collaborate on socialist causes or have monetary ties to each other. Singham, he said, is cozy, extremely cozy, with the Chinese Communist Party. And the nonprofits in this network, he said, have been acting as a vector for the CCP, exploiting their tax-exempt status to interfere with U.S. politics. The CCP is taking advantage of our tax-exempt sector to poison our dialogue and cause division in our political system. That should alarm every single person, whether you are a Republican or whether you're a Democrat, he said. The night before the hearing, the congressman wrote to two of the groups, Breakthrough News and Tricontinental, asking them to turn over a list of documents for committee investigation. Those include group members' communications with Singham since 2017. A list of individuals and organizations that have donated more than $5,000 over the same period. And details on the projects and entities they have sponsored. The committee found Singham's business ties are far more entrenched in CCP-aligned networks than public reports have suggested, Smith said. He noted several of the businessman's China ventures, including one Chinese media entity, Shanghai Maku Cultural Communication, which describes its mission as to tell China's story well, a slogan meaning to disseminate information that aligns with the CCP's narratives. Several groups in the network have taken a prominent role in organizing various protests against immigration enforcement and supporting pro-Palestinian causes. The violence that sometimes arose from these protests has attracted congressional attention, with Senator Ted Cruz in August 2024 citing the flag burning and defacing of Columbus Circle during one protest outside Washington's Union Station weeks prior. The protest was organized by Answer Coalition, coinciding with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress. Adam Sohn, CEO of social media threat intelligence analytic organization Neravents, at the hearing referred to this protest and similar incidents, calling them expressions of the same structural failure. This is not protected speech. It is engineered subversion, he said. He described the coalition as a coordinated system, with some training activists, some mobilizing protesters, and some others handling messaging and media amplification. It is a repeatable system for paralyzing American infrastructure on demand, financed through U.S. tax law and aligned with a hostile foreign power, he said. Several Republicans at the hearing shared concerns with the network's activities. While supportive of nonprofit and philanthropic initiatives, Representative Blake Moore, House Republican Conference Vice Chair, said he believes it's important to close loopholes and ensure there is immense trust in the system for a strong nonprofit sector to survive. We can't have foreign actors taking advantage of the sector, he told the Epoch Times. Foreign money should not be funneling through nonprofits into our media, education, and especially not into our elections. He called for policies to root out the bad actors without putting an undue burden on compliant organizations. Representative Darren LaHood, who also sits on the House Select Committee on China, said that in the Singham network, he saw a sophisticated, multi-layered flow of capital funds that originate in Singham and Shanghai, move through his private LLCs, and then are transferred to a donor-advised fund. By the time the money reaches the end user, the original donor's name has been stripped away three or four times, he said, adding that the tax-exempt status of the nonprofits has provided a layer of legitimacy to the entire operation. Bruce Dubinsky, a forensic fraud analyst, agrees that adding a legitimate financial institution or a large financial institution in the funding process lends an air of credibility. It's almost impossible to unpack the layering that goes on in these structures, he said at the hearing. And the bad actors know this. They know that if they're jumping from place to place, jurisdiction to jurisdiction, things are running through different bank accounts, it loses the original identity, he said. That's the whole purpose. For the IRS, which oversees the tax-exempt system, the root of the problem is the lack of actionable information, Dubinsky said. On Form 990, Schedule B, a form that nonprofits fill out to report significant donors, doesn't have a checkbox for disclosing fiscal sponsorships, he said. It's outdated, he said. It needs to be brought into line with what's going on in today's world. Representative Mike Kelly likewise said that more transparency is necessary. Nonprofit is a tax status. It's not a real picture of what the company is doing, he told the Epoch Times. The focus, he said, should be who's making these investments and where's the money. Smith has previously requested documents from People's Forum, a New York-based organization in the network that has organized courses glorifying the Chinese regime and its socialist path. The group didn't comply with the request from members of Congress. Instead, it described the letter as a desperate attempt to crush dissent and launched a fundraising campaign around getting Smith's letter. People's Forum has not been forthcoming with the requested documents, a source with knowledge of the investigation told the Epoch Times. The person said the Ways and Means Committee is exploring additional action to compel the organization to comply, including subpoenas. The Epoch Times has contacted Breakthrough News, Tricontinental, People's Forum, Answer Coalition, and the IRS for comment. Nathan Worcester contributed to this report.